I don't know.
All right. Hey, I'm John Bolger with Premier Guitar. I am here with Adam Slack of the Struts. Man, Adam, thanks for joining us today.
I'm very happy to be here, mate.
Yeah, how cool. Well, you've got three very cool Les Pauls. Let's start with this one.
Yeah, this is a 58. When I was younger, I think I always wanted to... I was a huge Green Day fan when I was like 13.
Sure.
And Billy Joe Jr., you know.
Yeah.
And then, so I always had the dream when I actually, if the band went anywhere, I'd buy an original 50s one. So I think it was last year, finally got some money and I went to Norman's Rare Guitars in LA. And Mark there, I had a guitar that I had a reissue one. He was like, well, sell that and then we'll give you a good price on this. So bought it. So also, I think it's a bit broken, like the pot needs to be replaced, but everything's original.
God, it's so clean, man. Even these tuners.
I know.
Because they usually just self-destruct.
But yeah, they usually crumble away, don't they? And I had it refretted, I do tell a lie. But it was, I didn't want to, but it was like flat as a pancake.
Sure.
And I was like, if I want to play it.
Yeah.
refretted
it. Great. And the bridge, you're still using the conventional.
Yeah. It just works, to be honest with you. It's not. Yeah, and like it's really clean.
God, it's like, shockingly clean.
Yeah.
But particularly having watched you play, you're not really gentle with it. So, yeah. So you'd think there'd be a few more like noble battle scars on it.
Yeah, and the way I just propped it up there.
Right.
But no, it's a good one though.
Yeah, well, I'm sure in a year it's going to look like hell.
Yeah, I kind of wanted it to look a bit more beaten up. I do like the whole, relicing thing.
Yeah, well, you are currently relicing it every night. Wow, it's no tuning issues or anything like that?
I mean, sometimes. The intonation goes out, like the G string, and every now and then. But no, it's fine.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, it's such a primitive design, and they're so great. You know,
it's just my favorite. I mean, because I'm the only guitar player in the band, but for years I never even wanted to use a Les Paul because I never used the other pickup anyway.
Right.
I mean, I still don't even on the other Les Pauls, but yeah, I just like being able to roll the volume and you get that, it cleans up as you go down. And then I just like the P90 sound, really.
Oh, they're great. Yeah.
Apart from it, just a bit woolly when it's like. I think it needs a new pop, but other than that.
Yeah, it sounds great. And I think there's something about having, the theory is that because one pickup, you don't have the other pickup like pulling on the strings.
Yeah.
It gives you a more precise transfer of sound or whatever.
Yeah, well.
Whatever
it is, it's cool.
It's so cool. Well, I love that you are touring with a 50s Les Paul. That's great, man.
Yeah, and Graham from Tyler Bryant at Shakedown, he's got a 59 double cut. So
right.
I was like, I've got to play my junior if you're playing yours.
Yeah, because guys were playing with you last night.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm actually wearing their T-shirt right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a little shout out to those Nashville guys. Love those dudes.
I'm kind of nervous because I was like, am I just going to show myself up here because they're so good at guitar, and I'm like, I'm gonna embarrass, but I think I held my own actually. I watched the video back, I was like, I'm all right.
You're a rock star. Well, that's okay, that's very cool. Let's talk about what your second one is.
Okay, so
in no particular order,
so this is one I probably play the most because
like that, just casually dropping that thing anywhere.
Fuck it. I've been playing that one, and then when you play the smaller clubs and the fucking lights are, P90 just gets so noisy.
Yeah.
And it's just unplayable. So I got this for like I wanted to get a Les Paul anyway, never really had one. A proper like standard anyway. So this is like the Mike McCready collector's choice. Whatever, I don't know what it is, but they made like 100 of them.
Yeah, the replica of his 59.
Yeah, of his 59, even down to like all the little. And we played with a band called Thunder Pussy.
Yeah.
And the guitar player, I was like, your guitar looks just like mine. She's like, I think we've got the same one. Is it the McCready? I was like, yeah. And even down, even on hers, it had all the same like knocks and bumps on it. So they're pretty anal, it's kind of crazy.
Could you imagine having that gig where it's like, okay, there's a cigarette burn right there.
I know. I quite like this though. I got my own, this is like dye from my clothes.
Yeah.
Which is like seeping into the paint, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
This
so
one
making
sounds
making it your
great.
Own, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey man, as long as you have it on, let's hear that thing.
tune.
That sounds killer, man.
It is great, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's way brighter than the Junior.
Yeah, I think that something's wrong with that at the moment. I do need to get a little I think the pot's a bit.
Taking hot. Nothing away from that. Yeah. I loved it. But it's I don't know if it's like the maple top or whatever. Cool to have those different flavors, though.
Yeah, and it's well, I always thought of Les Paul's being kind of like woolly and dull sounding. Yeah. But this is, when I play this one, I played like 10 of them in Chicago Music Exchange, and then this was the best one. And it was like, it's brighter, it's nice.
I think it's because PAFs, particularly from the 50s, they're wound light enough where it's almost, some of them almost sound like a big telly. They're like,
yeah.
They have more high end. They're not like a big, I mean, more high end, not like gain, but high end like upper register,
yeah.
It sounds like. And that maple top, man.
Yeah, it's anyway, great.
Yeah, that is cool. That's what a great guitar.
Yeah, lucky you got that. And then this one's a new one. Does kind of like the backup to this one.
Sure.
Because I have a 355, but it's kind of noisy when I pump the gain through it. So I got this. This is a Collector's Choice Blackburst that I don't really know a lot. I know there's like, someone ordered one in, is it 59? Someone ordered it in 1959 to have a black one. So they sprayed it black. And then it's got passed around. I think Joe Bonamassa has it now.
Oh.
And this is a replica of that. So
Joe's got all the great stuff, man.
Yeah.
He's got.
And this is production sample one.
Oh, how
of the
cool.
Collector's Choice, yeah.
What would a great guitar.
And it sounds almost like exactly like MacReady, but even brighter. So I had to roll the tone down a bit on this one. But it's cool. I plug it in, but.
So do you switch just kind of depending if you break a string or something like that? Or is it song specific?
I mean, I'm not. Oh, fuck. if I'm really honest, it's like I love like gear and stuff, but I'm not like, I don't know that much. And like when it comes to recording the songs, you know, it's much different approach to how we play them live.
Yeah.
So it's just a case of we're like a garage band version of our album, really. It's just like like the same pedals for the whole set, pretty much.
Yeah.
Loud and louder. Right. And so I switched. We have a song called Dirty Sexy Money, which has I have a cap on it, so I swapped for that one. And then just some nights, I'm like, you know what, I want to play that one.
Yeah.
So I do that, or yeah, nothing's really specific. But
so what strings do you use?
DRs, and it's, I think I use 11 to 56.
Are you in standard tuning?
Yeah, E flat.
Yeah, because I would think that's that, like, that's.
Yeah, rip my fingers apart, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I like 11s in E flat.
Yeah.
I like to feel it pushing against me when I'm bending and stuff like that. So.
Yeah.
Don't want it too loose because I always used to overbend and it sounds horrible.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Speaking of loud and louder, let's talk about these badass.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a disguise. So it's like a Vox AC30 and there's a Friedman down the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Friedman small box.
Oh, so like, okay, so what exactly are you running? You've got the AC30 head.
Yeah, and then this Friedman goes into this one and they're both running at the same time. And the Friedman's kind of like a plexi thingy sounding thing, and it's more clean and like just that big beefy sound. And this is like the chiminess, and I just play them simultaneously at the same time.
So it's just a constant blend of the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
What's it? Do you know Nick Perry?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I met him in LA, and he's like a wizard when it comes to gear.
Oh, he's a phenomenal player.
And when I was building my pedal board, I was like, dude, like, my pedal board was literally overdrive tuner. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know what to get. So he helped me build my pedal board, and then he was telling me about the Friedman and how we should blend the amps. So thanks, Nick.
Yeah. You know, his rig seems very, like, Spartan. Like, there's not a whole lot.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, he didn't use a lot either. Yeah. But, yeah, he helped me out loads.
Yeah.
So
very cool.
He's really cool.
Okay, well, that's a good segue. Let's talk about your rather modest pedal board.
It's a bit of a mess.
It is a bit of a mess. Yeah, it looks like you're like either, you know,
there's a guy
maybe drunk when you put it together.
I know, and it's because I keep switching shit out as well.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Strap on that Les Paul so we can hear some of these as you go through.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because we can talk about it all day long, but I'd rather hear
one
some
of them
of
is like,
stuff.
I'm not figured it out yet.
Oh, perfect. Maybe we can figure it out right now. I mean,
is this this ultimate octave full tone? When I was, we recorded a bunch of stuff with Butch Walker, and one of the solos I used was this pedal, and I found it on Reverb, and I bought it, and I literally got it yesterday.
Oh, was it like in the studio you used it, and yeah, you had to buy it after the fact?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's really good. Yeah. But yeah, I can't make it sound like the fucking thing I did in the studio. It just sounds like a big fuzzy mess to me, but.
Okay, well, let's talk about, okay, when you so you run into the Polytune, from there to the Dunlop volume.
Yeah.
Then from there into the.
Then into the fuzz, and then into. And then into this. This is like I got fucking four overdrives on it.
Yeah, as you said, dirty, loud and louder.
Loud.
Yeah.
So that runs into that and then into this. This one's always on. This is the Solo Dallas, which is like an overdrive with a compressor on it, which is my sound guy, J3, told me about it. It was the one, it's based off that Angus Young wireless thing.
Yeah, we did a review of that.
It's apparently the
wireless is part of his tone, and they've reproduced it.
So they tried to do a pedal. Anyway, it sounds great. So is that, and I got the Archer.
So you leave the Solo Dallas on all the time.
Yeah, part of, I mean, in Body Talks, one of the songs, that one's off, and I use this one, the Archer. I don't know, it just sounds a little bit more like this record to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, very clony, right, those Archers.
And then I got this, which is like another clon replica. Which is, well, that's what Nick told me to get. And then.
So, delay. What is that? It's the.
Mythical Overdrive?
Mythical Overdrive, okay.
Yeah. And
I can see it has an homage to the Klon.
Just yeah. And again, I don't know. Like, my friend in the band called White Reaper, he texts me, like, his name's Hunter. He's like, oh, I want to get that Mythical Overdrive. I played one. And what do you think about it? I said, I don't know, it just makes my guitar sound better. He goes, that's what I thought too. So that's it. And then
I like that you've got the knobs off, but they're not like marked. It's like,
it's on the table. No, it fell off. It's just been bashed around.
Yeah. Like, there's no way of telling how it's set.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
these two.
Yeah, it's
you've got them marked, but you've got like no way of showing what that actually means.
Hey, we've been on tour a long time. And then this Carbon Coffee, which again, I kind of, I don't really know how to work it, but it sounds cool.
Yeah, the give a shit is low.
Yeah. And there's a chorus that sounds kind of cool. So this is like.
So let me get this straight. The ultimate over octave, you don't know, you hate it, don't know what it does. This one, the pedal, the knobs are ripped off.
Yeah.
This one, you don't really know what it does, and that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. And this one tunes my guitar.
That's great. Yeah, I love that, man. That's a that definitely smells of end of tour.
Yeah, it is.
You've been here a while.
Well, we toured early in the year with the Foo Fighters, so that was like a good three months.
Oh, that had to be amazing.
That was amazing. Yeah. Like the best time of my life for sure. And it's funny, like I talked to Pat Smear quite a lot, and he's even worse than me. He was like, oh, that's a nice guitar. I was like, yeah, it's cool. It sounds great. I don't care how it sounds, as long as it looks cool. Like, amazing.
Yeah. He's had a good little career based on that.
Yeah. So, I mean.
And then your last ingredient is the Strymon.
Oh, yeah, shit. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's just reverb, because I don't have reverb on any of that. It's got a tremolo as well, but I don't really know how to work them. So it sounds cool, but yeah, it's hard to make it sound like decent in time. I don't know.
And then what? And then this, the radio just splits into both amps.
Yeah, so the reverb's only in one of the amps.
Okay.
And then I don't really know. I can't remember. It was that long ago we set it up. It's just so we can have both the amps. I think. I don't know.
Just dial in your basic tone and kind of adjust as you would.
Yeah, so this is just like with no pedals. Well, no overdrives on.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds great. No. Not exactly clean.
No. I've got, it's only me, so I've got to make up a lot of room. Yeah.
No, man, I love it.
So then this is the solo Dallas.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Killer, yeah, sounds great.
And then like for solos, like this kind of tone.
That sounds killer. What is that, that chorus pedal?
It's MXR.
Oh, okay.
Analog chorus.
Yeah, I mean, it's subtle enough where it doesn't like scream chorus, but it sounds
yeah,
good.
I didn't want it to sound like 80s kind of, right, like, do you know what I mean? But I love like, Brian May's, he's a huge like inspiration for me.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
He's always had a chorus on, and you know, yeah, it just sounds cool.
But subtle, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't too in your face.
Yeah, that sounds killer. Okay, great.
And then this is like, well, I'd put this on as well for solo.
Yeah, that's killer, man.
And then this one, someone gave it to me. I can't remember who gave it to me. There's at a Foo Fighters show, so I got a pedal for you and Chris. Schiffler. And it's just like, it's kind of obnoxious, and it sounds like it's going to like fold in on itself any moment, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really got a point to it.
It's like,
yeah.
Again, not very technical with my words, but it's cool.
Yeah.
And then this is just. I'll do that for bodies.
Yeah, killer.
And then this thing, like I say, I don't really know what's going on. I'm worked out here. I usually had a pog there, which I use for 30 seconds of one song in the set, but and then I never had a volume pedal, and I always used to do the rolling with volume all the time.
Sure.
Fuck me, why didn't I have that so much? Jesus, yeah, it took me forever to get one. And there's a part in the set where I do this thing, because Luke goes off to get changed, and it's just, you can do this, all the... It's like an interlude section, bring the lights down and stuff,
right,
and build the volume up.
Sounds killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so expressive. Yeah, that's great, man. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, hey, congrats. You guys are really taking over the world, you know.
Trying.
pleasure meeting you, and all the best, man. Yeah,
thank you. Thanks for having me. And
hey, I'm now with Jed Elliott of the Struts. Jed, thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you for having me, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great.
Good.
Hey, let's hear about this very sexy bass.
So this is, I didn't even know I was doing this today, so I'm wearing this the KZ shirt by chance, but this is a Japanese company called KZ, and we work together on, this is my signature bass.
Oh, how great.
One in existence at the moment.
Congrats. That's huge, man. Very excited.
They did one for Adam for his guitar, and we got talking, and they said, we've never actually done a bass before. So they smashed it with this one. Sure.
That's great. Well, okay, tell me kind of your ideas behind the design and what you were going for.
We played around with, I still do play Fenders, and I've got my Fender P, and we didn't want to go too far away from what we had going on there, because I love that shape.
Sure.
And I love the longer scale. I've got the Fender PJ Elite as well.
Yeah.
So I wanted something that we can fiddle around up here with. And so we took that with it. And then in terms of the aesthetic, we had some great guys there. This guy Tack just drew up a bunch of ideas.
Yeah, I love that.
And I mean, it was as
really
much about the aesthetic as well.
Right.
In our band, I was like, we need to have the gold hardware and everything as well.
It's really striking. Yeah, I love that. And that crazy pad, that's just so cool.
We were saying how, yeah, because it's popping off the surface a bit as well.
Yeah.
Gives it an extra, looks pretty gorgeous.
It does, it does. And Aguilar pickups.
Yep, so this is the Aguilar hot pickup as well. Okay. We've gotten here. I've got that. I've actually just fit that in the P as well.
Oh, great. And it looks, it almost looks like the neck has a jazz, like a thinner jazz neck almost.
Yeah, well, even down this end as well.
Yeah.
And then when you're up here doing the, getting right up there as well.
Right. Oh, very cool. Okay, great. Well, congrats. Do you know when it's, when it'll be out for public consumption?
There's a, through the KZ site, it's open. I think they're going to have to construct it from scratch.
Yeah.
And you can still make modifications as well.
Oh, very cool.
There's just a contact email through their website.
Do you know what kind of wood they use in the body of it?
This I would have to do more research on, my friend. No, I can find out, and it's all on the site as well.
Yeah, it's on the site. It looks fantastic. It sounds great. Congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. And your other one, your tried and true, is, and that's the one we're kind of familiar with. You've logged a lot of miles on that one.
This one, I'm not even sure what year this is. I actually borrowed this when we first came out to tour in the USA.
Oh, really?
This is my best friend's from back home. And he was like, this is just gathering dust at my place.
God.
And we were about to go out on the Foo Fighters tour. And he was like, I want to see that on the stage.
So oh, no wonder he's your best friend.
Yeah.
Neck looks way beefier than the other one. It looks like a.
It does have the chunk. I mean, to be fair, as a bassist goes, I don't have the biggest hands as well, so I'm always keen for I'm wrapping around this quite a bit, but.
Yeah. Yeah, the other one has that really very comfortable looking neck, so I bet that's kind of a workout.
Yeah, okay. I've got certain songs with more of a driving tone that I've turned to this one for. This one's a little rounder. But this, I mean, you can't go wrong with P, can you? This is the old trusty.
It's the standard of the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the same pickup, so very cool.
Yeah, this one, yeah.
And you're running into Aguilar amps. Tell me about
So we
this.
Have, behind here, we've got the, I'm using the Tonehammer 500, which is actually only a baby little thing. And we carry it around in a flight case, which is perfect.
Oh, yeah.
And just in a little Pelican, sorry. But it packs a punch, man. I mean, I have rented some of the bigger ones as well, but I mean, for what we're running at the moment, when we're doing the kind of club shows, the TH-500 is so sick.
That's great.
And you can use it as a home rig as well.
And you're running that into these two cabs, or one amp for both cabs? Are you running direct out as well, or just the
mic? Yeah, we've got some going to direct to the desk as well with some twiddles on it, but everything goes through my Sans amp as well.
Oh, okay, that's a good segue. Let's talk about your pedal board. Okay, so it starts with the chromatic tuner.
It's a very simple one, this one.
Yeah,
I've had a few in my time that we've kind of experimented with, and then some delays at some point that are just kind of, you fart around with them at home,
yeah,
but
right.
Not necessarily out on the road. But
yeah.
And so I've just got the Sans amp that is on the entire time that we've kind of found a tone that I've been really happy with.
And it looks like you're running it nearly flat. So it's not, it doesn't seem like you're tweaking your tone too much.
Yeah, we've used it for drive at some point, and for some of the record, I use the same one for some of the drivier tones.
Yeah.
And that's something we can do as well.
Yeah, do you mind just playing that a little bit?
Let's just.
God, that sounds great.
And
do you play with picks quite a bit?
Yeah,
yeah.
For the majority of the strut stuff. I mean,
drives
there's some
it, yeah.
stuff. I came from guitar.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a relegated guitarist. So Yeah, when I only started playing bass when I joined the Strut 7 years ago.
God, that worked out well.
It was, yeah, I mean, we were straight, exactly, yeah. We were straight into gigging, and I kind of, yeah, from coming from playing with a pick,
yeah,
it was just, I do play with my fingers sometimes, but it's just, from playing as a teenager, I think for sort of, versus I was 13, with a pick.
Right.
It's always been more natural to do that for
and
me.
It's a cool tone, like Paul McCartney, man, just totally driving it with a pick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's some stuff like thumbs as well, like.
Yeah.
I don't know, like with fingers as well.
Sure,
but
yeah.
I mean, predominantly, as soon as we get up here and we all start making noise,
yeah,
we come from a very sort of garage band, kid yeah. rock angle. Yeah. Like we've all been, we all grew up playing in like punky bands and stuff like that as well. So we're nothing too delicate in my tones. <at the moment.
laughs> Right, that's great. Okay, and then the Aguilar pedal, yep. What's that do?
This is just a little extra.
That's an anger. Yeah, that's great.
That's a nice little extra punch that sends the sound man wild when the sounds suddenly change.
Right. Well, killer, man. Well, hey, congrats on all the success.
Thank you, mate. Well, thanks so much. Thank you for spending the time with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And man, that signature is great.
You're welcome to have a little noodle on it if we turn the cameras off. Have some fun.
Yeah. We don't want that on camera. Yeah. We're a terrible bass player. All right, cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching the latest Rig Rundown. Guess what? Every week, we upload a brand new Rig Rundown to PremierGuitar.com a full week before it's available here on YouTube. So to get your gear fix as soon as humanly possible, go to PremierGuitar.com/Rig Rundown. And while you're there, be sure to sign up to get an email notification so you're the first to know as soon as each week's new Rig Rundown is available. Cheers, see you soon.